It's well known that Trump is accustomed to making boasts and have very inflated statements about his prowess as an aggressive politician. But as we know in practice, his challenges to engage in a war with Russia is pure nonsense, because nobody would be a winner. It's clear that the Russian has sufficient nuclear weapons to destroy at least 50 of the biggest cities in the United States, and it has demonstrated a capacity to develop the most modern weapons. Likewise, if one can draw a parallel, Trump claims that he could win a trade war with China, and of course, world public opinion is clearly against him once again because of China's enormous growth and its capacity to expand into new markets and create infrastructure that will link the world economy with China. So I think Trump is making an idle boast. I'm not sure who he's trying to impress, but I think it's a sign of the growing militarism in the United States, which threatens Russia, China, Iran, and any other independent country. So I think on the one hand, while there is a certain amount of exaggeration, it's a good idea to take note of them and to make it clear to Trump that there's a price to be paid for any military, especially nuclear attack with Russia. One thing I think is very important. Russia has said that the only way they will retaliate nuclear weapons is if they're attacked with nuclear weapons. On the other hand, if there is a conflict based on conventional weapons, President Putin said that he would not retaliate with nuclear weapons. He would use conventional weapons. On the other hand, President Trump claims that he would launch a nuclear attack for any kind of military confrontation, including non-nuclear weapons. So Trump has raised the ante in terms of suggesting that the U.S. would engage in a nuclear war, even if it is a local conflict, if it is a conflict over battleships or ground troops. So I think in that sense, Trump is far more belligerent in terms of using nuclear weapons than any other country. It's a good idea for countries to have a military capacity, defensive capacity, in order to lessen the idea that the U.S. could act with military impunity. I think there's a lot of threats and acts of intimidation on the part of Trump, thinking he can cow and secure advantages simply by raising the rhetoric and the threats. And so far, that has not worked with Russia. It has not worked with Iran, which has all the capacity to respond to any threat from the United States, Israel, or Saudi Arabia. So I think this is a trial balloon for Trump to see if he can secure advantages simply by making dangerous threats.